Time once again for our monthly catch-up with the team at British Blind Sports. We've got Vicky and Laura with us today. A few topics to get through. Thanks to both of you for joining us. Vicky, let's come to you first of all. We're going to chat about some of the Have a Go days that you guys have coming up. So for anyone who isn't familiar with them, what are they?
So our Have a Go days are a chance for anyone to come and try out a variety of different sports, a little taster sessions of a few that are available in the local area. Try and get those local coaches into our Have a Go days so that you can be introduced to those coaches, get familiar with them, understand the sports a little bit more, and then go out and hopefully continue to participate in them. We do also sometimes include additional sports that maybe we're trying to help encourage some adaptive sessions, or just helping clubs and coaches in the area to again become more adaptive as a bit of a startup to gain some interest in that sport as well.
Okay, so tell us about the days you want to flag up.
Perfect. So we have an event coming up in July, which is down in Berkshire, and this is at St Mary's School in Ascot. We have some goalball, some dance, baseball and some judo. So that's where kind of the differences in location and sports come in. But yeah, we try and run our Have a Go days as a bit of a touring roadshow, I like to call it. So various different events and locations throughout the year.
We will give some contact details a little bit later if people want to check out those, perhaps fancy coming along to some of them. What kind of feedback do you get from people who go to the days?
We normally get feedback such as just being extremely grateful for the opportunity. Obviously, these events we put on are free to participate in. We also get some lovely feedback saying that they came to a Have a Go day for the first time and now they're regularly participating, and that sport has given them a sense of purpose and created new relationships, friends, that has enhanced their lifestyle, and just really love the day.
Now, let's move away from Have a Go days for a sec. We're going to talk about a game called Showdown, something which perhaps some people may not have heard of, quite new to the UK, but a very fast-growing sport or activity.
This is something I'm super excited about, and we've done a lot of work over, I suppose, the last 6 months, but even since the IBSA World Games we hosted in Birmingham last year. So we only had two clubs up and running in the UK that had showdown tables before the World Games. We very kindly got gifted the tables that had to be bought in to be used for that tournament, and we are now creating more clubs and opportunities to participate in showdown.
So what's it like? How do you play?
So showdown is very, very similar to, I suppose, a game of air hockey you might see in a 10-pin bowling alley. You know, you've got all the arcade games at the top. So it's played on a table. You have a goal at each end. Each player has a paddle that looks very similar to a cricket bat, just a very small version. And in essence, you are hitting the ball across the table to try and score in the opposing goal.
Is it a very popular game in the UK? I know you say it's quite new, but is it growing rapidly enough then that you can see, you know, the creation of lots of clubs and perhaps even leagues and championships?
Yeah, absolutely. So we hosted our first national showdown event. We had up to 16 players from 6 different clubs. So obviously we only had 2 about 6 months ago. We're now working towards 10 clubs being up and running. So yeah, 16 players from 16 clubs fighting it out for the British Blind Sport UK Showdown Championship title. The feedback we're getting from the new clubs that are just starting up is incredible. They're seeing people from various different avenues that might not think that sport is for them or want to take part in physical activity, and they literally have a taste of showdown and become addicted like instantly. We've had first-hand experience of that as well at the World Games. Many people from the team at British Blind Sport had a go, and it's really hard to stop, which is why we didn't put a table up in the office. Otherwise, I don't think we would get any work done. And if you are interested in playing showdown at all, please have a look on our activity finder, which you can access via our website, to see if you have got a club locally to yourself, and just try and get involved.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Like you say, if you had it in the office, you probably wouldn't get much work done.
Absolutely.
We'll give the contact details out very soon. Laura is also with us. Laura, just want to finish off a little bit with yourself, because you've got some podcasts you want to tell us about.
Yes. So we launched a new podcast at the beginning of June called Let's Talk VI Sport. Initially, the plan is that it will be a fortnightly podcast where we bring athletes, coaches, experts from the industry in to have a conversation with our CEO, Elena. It's very casual, very informal, but it's been really nice so far. We've had Paralympics GB CEO David Clark as our first one, which I feel was fitting given we're on the lead up to Paris. We actually launched 12 weeks to the beginning of the Paralympics. Our second guest was a world champion paracyclist, Lizzie Jordan. She's in her mid to late 20s, very inspiring. She lost her sight when she was 19 to a rare form of E. coli. I was absolutely floored by her. Like, she was just so inspiring. And then we have Paralympic rower Ellen Buttrick, MBE. So we want to do like a mix of sports and not just kind of focus on kind of typical mainstream ones. So we have 3 or 4 more coming out. So they're available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and we do have them on our YouTube channel as well.
Some great options there, Laura. Let's just finish off then, almost out of time, but if people want to find out more about some of the stuff we've been talking about, or would like to learn more about British Blind Sport, what's the best way to get in touch?
So the best way to get up to date with what we're doing next is our website, www.britishblindsport.org.uk. Or if you have any queries or questions, you can email info@britishblindsport.org.uk.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much for joining us, guys. I'm sure you can head off for a game of Showdown now. But thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Perfect. Thank you.